York Region District School Board has opted to postpone the possible adoption of an internationally recognized definition of antisemitism after an outpouring of public concern. The board debated the idea of adopting the International Holocaust Remembrance Association, IHRA, definition of antisemitism after it was brought forward by a trustee. The definition has been adopted by the provincial and federal governments and has support from many Jewish organizations, but has received criticism about possible use to stifle criticism of Israel. Trustee Bob McRoberts said they received feedback from more than 560 people, with about two-thirds opposed. He said they have heard that adopting the definition could be seen as discrimination against students with roots in Palestine, Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon. Trustees have received strong, heartfelt arguments both for or against, he said, adding that the motion to pass it on September 13 was rushed. I'm confused by there being a perceived need for us as a school board to adopt any definition of antisemitism. In a recorded vote, 11 trustees voted in favor of postponing indefinitely, including Newmarket's representative, Linda Gilbert. Only two voted against it. The IHRA definition, which is non-legally binding, is a working definition from 2016 meant to address rising antisemitism. It defines it as a certain perception of Jews, which may be expressed as hatred toward Jews. Rhetorical and physical manifestations of antisemitism are directed toward Jewish or non-Jewish individuals and/or their property, toward Jewish community institutions and religious facilities. It notes that manifestations may include the State of Israel, but states criticisms of Israel similar to what is levied against other countries cannot be construed as antisemitic. Trustee David Sherman said though Jewish people are not a monolith, major Jewish organizations have widely adopted it. It is my hope trustees don't sit idly by one more day, waiting until conveniently after an election, ignoring the mountain of support behind the singular definition of antisemitism meant to address hatred of Jews in our time, he said. There have been about 100 incidents of antisemitism reported in YRDSB schools in the past school year, according to Associate Director of Equitable Outcomes and Schools Cecil Roach. He said only one of these incidents may have related directly to Israel, but added that any one incident of racism is too many. Many Jewish organizations wrote to the board in support of the definition. Trustees said there were also several requests for delegations unable to occur at the meeting. The definition has received opposition from organizations like the Independent Jewish Voices of Canada, which argue it serves as a way to stifle critique of Israel despite the IHRA professing that's not the intention. The organization asked its supporters to message the board on the matter. They want to use this definition to silence Palestinian narratives, anti-apartheid activism, and the nonviolent BDS movement. So it is crucial to act, the organization said on Facebook. Montreal, Vancouver, and Calgary City Councils have rejected it. The Canadian Association of University Teachers and the University of Toronto have as well. Don't bring this controversial definition to York. The regional municipality York itself unanimously adopted the IHRA definition back in 2020. The town of Newmarket also adopted it that same year. Trustee Cynthia Cordova made the resolution to postpone the adoption of the definition. She said her academic research ultimately determined the definition as problematic and does not create clarity. We need to reflect and move forward in a way that we need no longer provide humans an opportunity to feel that they don't belong.